Let's start with David Magae. O tla gopola go rogolotse pegelo mo bukutlong jwa beke e mo go yone ba tlhalosang gore metsi a ba rebolelang masepala wa selegae wa Moretele le dikgaolo tse di mabapi a bolokegile go noa le go dirisiwa ke baagi. Me ntlhakgolo fa re lebeletse seemo sa cholera ko kgaolong ya Hammanskraal. David, good evening and welcome to UFM.
Good evening, Mtlapeng, and to the rest of your listeners on UFM's News Hour.
So you are not necessarily providing water to the community of Hammanskraal. Why did you see the need then to release a statement about an outbreak of cholera in that area?
Well, we, as Magalis Water, had noted the contents of a media statement that was issued yesterday afternoon, where reference was made to a number of alleged cholera cases recorded in the jurisdiction of the Moretele local municipality. So as a bulk water provider for that jurisdiction, it had become incumbent upon us to actually put our foot down and set the record straight to say, one, we conduct regular testing and monitoring of all our bulk lines where we operate, including the clip drift supply scheme, which runs through Moretele into Belabela and Modimolle Mokgopong local municipalities in the neighboring Limpopo province. So it stands to reason to say, if there would have been allegations or recorded cases of cholera in that area, our other customers downstream, in the case of Belabela and Modimolle, are in all likelihood, or logically speaking, would have picked up a similar problem. However, even with the results that we received on Friday, because we conduct regular testing of the water that we dispense, there were no anomalies that were present in those results. So we took serious offense to the allegations that an area in which we provide bulk water could be a hotspot where there is no scientific evidence that can indicate otherwise.
When last did you conduct your tests on the water you are providing to the Moretele community?
The latest reports that we have of our clip drift supply scheme are from the past Friday that we did. And normally, because there are standards that we have to be held against that derived from the Water Services Act, there is no week that would go with us not testing the water, either in Tswane, in Limpopo, or in the Northwest, where we currently have operations. And it was for that reason, that we were taken aback with the allegations that a service area where we have presence could be a potential hotspot for a cholera outbreak. But we did, however, in issuing out that statement, to say if that was indeed the case, our own scientific services laboratory colleagues would have picked it up, because ordinarily they conduct regular testing of all the water that we dispense. In addition to that, the Provincial Department of Health would have also issued a statement to that effect, to say the Moretele area is a potential source of this cholera outbreak and maybe advise communities not to consume water that we provide as Magalis Water into the jurisdiction.
Sure. And earlier today, Deputy Minister of Water and Sanitation announced an activated team that will work with the city of Tswane in this regard. What role would you as Magalis Water be playing in this?
What is expected of us in the technical task team that has been set up by the Ministry of Water and Sanitation is to work closely with the colleagues from the Water and Sanitation Ministry by ensuring that we assist them with any other investigations that they would want to undertake, that including them independently testing our water apart from what we normally do on a day-to-day. So what is going to happen is for them to test our line that runs into Moretele, just for their own assurance, to see that all of the protocols that we need to take into account have been considered, and that our water meets and exceeds the expected sector standard, because there is a standard that we are held against in as far as distributing potable water is concerned. However, worth noting is that we have a long-standing relationship with the city of Tswane, and we are envisaging that perhaps they would want to have a detailed report of the work that we would have done at a time where we were managing the now infamous Temba water treatment plant between 1996 and 2012. And in that period, we as Magalis Water, having managed that facility on behalf of City of Tswane, we did not experience such concerns or such issues of water quality, which have now seemingly become pronounced, where you have residents saying, although we have access to water, we don't drink water that comes from the tap, or we are used to a discoloration or an order that comes with the water. So we will also be availing that information should the need arise for us to actually furnish them with the reports of the work that we would have done between 1996 and 2012. Yeah. But most importantly, what's happening in concluding this point, what we have noticed is that after the termination of that contract that City of Swan had given Magalis Water between 1996 and 2012, is that the issues of poor water quality became more pronounced after our departure from that area. Because you'd remember that in 2019 already, the South African Human Rights Commission instituted a whole commission into water issues plaguing that area. And a report was issued which fingered the Themba Water Treatment Plant as a serious source or a serious concern as it relates to health and hygiene and the water quality that that facility is producing. Even today, the Deputy Minister reiterated the same call to say, in the current situation that City of Swan is facing, the first port of call is the Themba Water Treatment Plant, because that plant has been found to be wanting, or it has a number of design deficiencies which has led to this current outbreak.
Sure. And finally, David, Hammanskraal is very much closer to Moretele. Would it be advisable for the people of Moretele to continue consuming water coming out of their taps?
The statement that was issued earlier this afternoon by the Department of Water and Sanitation sought to reiterate our initial stance, which says the water that Magalis Water provides to the Moretele local municipality remains safe for human consumption, unless and until there is new information that indicates otherwise. So as things stand, we are saying to our consumers in Moretele, they must stay calm and they must freely continue to use our water until we advise them otherwise, because the latest results that we received on Friday did not pick up any anomaly in the kind of water that we have been distributing to them. And same has been echoed by the Ministry of Water and Sanitation earlier this afternoon. So as things stand, we don't want to cause unnecessary panic and alarm by saying to our communities in Moretele, they must not consume our water. Our water remains safe for human consumption.
David, thank you so much for speaking to us. David Magai is speaking for Magalis Water on this matter.